If I had a memorial stone over my grave today, I would like it to say, he was an encourager. I want to encourage you this morning. So if you've got your Bibles, please turn with me to Psalms. Chapter 103, just about in the middle of that book, right square in the middle. It's only one page off. I just kid you. Psalms 103, we're going to read the first five verses. And it starts like this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. That's the main text. I have two supporting texts we're going to read. But you know, it was kind of interesting to me because a couple weeks ago, when someone asked me if I would speak this morning, I said the words, absolutely. And when I said that, this is no ploy in words. It was instantly dropped into my heart, 103 verse 5. And I knew instantly I was going to speak on this subject. I've never spoken on it. I've never heard the message, but I knew it. Is instantly. So I believe it's the word of the Lord for this morning. But I have a couple supporting texts. If you would turn me, we're close by in Proverbs. Proverbs 30, next to the last chapter, verse 18 and 19. The writer says, there are three things which are too wonderful for me. Yes, four, which I do not understand. And the very first one that he said is too wonderful for me. He said, the way of an eagle in the air. So we're going to be talking about the eagle and what God is trying to say to us. And the title of the message is Renewed Strength Like the Majestic Bald Eagle. Turn with me one more scripture in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. I'll give you a second to get there. It's fairly close by, just a little bit over to your right. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. There's several places God has spoken and wants us to see something here. And it's his analogy. It's God's analogy about being renewed like the eagles. And so I thought, wow, if God's saying it, we need to look into it and see what God's trying to talk to us about. So before we go into the renewing and what God may be trying to say to us, let's look at why God used this eagle as the majestic bald eagle and why he used that and why he wants us to receive a message from that. Excuse me. The bald eagle, the classification of, it means white-headed sea eagle. The word bald is a misnomer. The mature eagle's head is covered with gleaming white feathers. Its body is dark brown. Its tail is white. Immatures, that means young birds before they become full adults, are molted with white on their wings and body. Their full adult plumage, that means their feathers, is obtained in the fifth year. Excuse me. Eagles are listed as a federally endangered species, at least until 1995. Then it got even worse. They became a threatened species. And in Pennsylvania, they remain a state and an endangered species, unfortunately. There's quite a few in Canada. We have some in Alaska. We have a few in Florida. We have a few around, but unfortunately, the great majestic bald eagle is federally protected, thankfully, but low in numbers. Adults are usually 30 to 40 inches in length and weighs about 8 to 14 pounds. Their wingspan is 6 to 8 feet, standing height about 2 feet, sometimes a little more. As with other birds of prey, the female is larger than the male. Bald eagles fly with strong, deep strokes or soar on flattened wings. Their eyesight is amongst the keenest in the animal world, 5 or 6 times sharper than a human's. Now, God says, if we want to be renewed, we're like the youth. Now, who doesn't want to be renewed like the youth? Who wouldn't think about, oh, man, I wish I had the energy like when I was 22. I mean, you know, all of us, and a lot of us here, you know, we can't go back. But God said he could renew us like the youth. And I think that's an amazing promise. And you know, God always does one thing. He always backs his promises with his word, with his authority, and with his nature. He backs it. So we're promised that. But we have to read it, and we have to accept it, and we have to believe it. So I think it's a great promise. But this truth is really communicated by saying, I'll give you some youth back. And no matter your age, no matter how you feel, no matter how you feel like you have been burdened down or overwhelmed or tired, the truth is his word can bring us from where we're feeling to where we want to be. It will bring us from where, you know, when you're 20 years old, you shouldn't feel like 40. When you're 30, I don't want you to feel like 50. And if you're 40, I don't want you to feel like 60. And I could go on and on, but I'll tell you what, this isn't in my notes. If you're 90, I'll let you feel like 90. Okay. If you're 100, you may feel like 100. But when you're 60 years old, don't want to feel like 95, you know? Oh, because God will renew us. The eagle, he's still using this as the analogy. The eagle is a powerful bird that represents strength and the ability to overcome. An eagle can fly up to 10,000 feet. It has 7,000 feathers to insulate it and give it protection. And with its keen eye, the eagle is able to spot its prey from a great distance. The beauty of watching an eagle as it soars effortlessly in the sky is a reminder of its power and commanding strength. Another interesting note is that eagles mate for life. These are all tremendous characteristics for us to consider when we read God's promise of vigor and vitality in the book of Psalms in chapter 103. This principle of being renewed like the eagle is stated in another way in Philippians. We're not going to read that, but if you're taking notes, Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14 says, "Brethren, I count not myself to be apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before us. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus." Isn't that great that we can move forward? No matter where we've been, no matter where you are, no matter where you are in your personal life or even in our church life, we can forget those things that are past and reach forth. Now, some cannot forget. That's a problem. Because God promises to renew our minds. In the New Testament, he says we can have our minds renewed. But if we don't allow God to do that, we will always remember awful things in our past. And God wants us to forget those things that are in the past and reach forward until greater things he has. You know, I keep this testimony goes over in my head. And I don't have it in my notes to say, but Brother Dave here, he went through something that I have never been through. He went through something that was just incredibly hard, incredibly deep. And I believe God was there for him. That man stands as a testimony. He cut trees in our yard, and he does things that I can't do today. And he's went through terrible time. But I believe that he stands as a testimony. His family stands as a testimony. His wife stands as a testimony. I believe God had Tracy there to be with him and bring him through these hard times, reaching forth unto those things that are before. We've all faced some pretty traumatic things in our life. But if we dwell there, if we dwell there as a church, we'll not move forward. There'll be no sense in it. But God has better plans. God has something for us. In Proverbs, the writer said, "Wow, that is so wonderful." He said, "That is so wonderful." And he used the analogy. He said, "That is so wonderful." Thinking about the eagle, it's more wonderful than I can comprehend. There are things God's trying to comprehend. God's trying to open our minds. God's trying to open my mind. I've never heard this message. I've never preached it. God's trying to open my mind. He's trying to open our hearts. He has something for us. And I am determined, as you may see, to get it. Because if we're going to reach that prize, if we're going to get what God wants for us, then we have the ability to do that. The Apostle Paul kept his vision fresh by forgetting those things that are in the past. I think of the past like the eagles and their dirty feathers. We want to let go of them, get rid of them, so we're able to reach into a fresh, new, and vital time. God has so lovingly provided for each of us and every one of us to enjoy life to the fullest. It's up to us to reach for it. In fact, not only are we to reach, we are to press. And how do we press? We press forward. It's like sprinting a race. There's no looking back. It takes singleness of mind, knowing exactly what we want, and is there a resolve to get it? Let's look a little more at the eagle, because some reason, according to the scriptures we read, and we've read three of them, out of this great, wonderful book, there's got to be something here that God wants us to see. So let's look at this bird. Let's look at this thing. The eagle has the longest lifespan of its species. Now, according to what I've researched and sought out after, I'm getting different conflicting ages of the great bald eagle. I've read 27, 47. I've read as high as 70. So for all intent purposes, I've got an average here. And we're going to go somewhere with this average. But the eagle has the longest lifespan of a species, and it does live to approximately 30 years old. Many of them pass away because of landing on electrical lines, and they get electrocuted. Sometimes people do awful things, and our man becomes a predator, and I don't understand that. Don't know why. But a lot of them are deceased because of various reasons that they can't control. But as a bird, as an eagle, they can live up to 30 years old. But to reach this age, the eagle must make a very difficult decision. As an eagle gets older and older, his talons, flexible, strong talons, begins to grow out. His feathers grow and grow and grow. Now, he's getting older and older and older, and he lives for many years. Think about it. That's a long time, in my mind, for an eagle to live, up to 30 years. And as he's growing, his beak continues to grow, and he can't stop it. And pretty soon, by the time they get to a certain age, and it's approximately 27 to 30 years old, this eagle now that was so strong and could fly so fast and could fly so silent, as that bird flies out of the air to catch that fish, I knew that picture was going to be there. Now, only Dave knows I didn't know. But as that bird flies out of the air to fly down to catch the fish and catch its food, it can fly up to 99 miles an hour. It dives almost 100 miles an hour. But as it gets older, pretty soon it loses its stealth. It loses something. It's aging. And so about 30 years old, pretty soon it can't catch its prey. It can't eat. Its beak's too long. Its talon's too long. Its feathers are too thick. It's difficult. It has a difficult time even flying. So at this stage, now that's God who said he's going to renew us like the eagle. What is he talking about? I was determined to find out. I'm not sure if I fully found out, but I believe I've got a handle on something that God is trying to tell us. It's so old, and let's say it's 30 years old. Now, that's old for an animal of this species. And the animal of the animal kingdom of the bird comes to the point where he's got a decision to make. He has a decision to make. Now, this is going to sound crazy, but it's true. He can either die or he can go through a process of change. He either can die, and some of them cannot fathom the pain that they've got to go through to move on to a place of change in their life. They have a moment in their little eagle's mind, and it's called the molting process for this eagle. And he flies to the top of a mountain or to its nest, and there the eagle begins to make that decision to pass away or to change. And change is hard. Change is so hard. The eagle that decides to move on and live on and go forward has to knock its beak against a rock until it's plucked out of its head completely, because it's no good anymore. It's too long. It's got to wait the process and endure a hard process of 5 months. That's 150 days. It's got to pluck out its own feathers. It's got to take its talons and pull them out to nubs. This is true. When the psalmist mentions the renewing of the eagle, he may be referring to this molting process in an eagle's life. As the eagles age, their beaks and talons become encrusted with calcium. Consequently, they're not as sharp as they once were. When this happens, the aging eagle cannot hunt as effectively as he did. As he ages, he loses some of his feathers, or they become too bulky to fly. When this happens, it causes his body to whistle, quote, to whistle in the air as he dives for his prey. The prey hears him and escapes. He can no longer hunt. This destroys his ability to hunt in silence, thus further reducing his effectiveness as a hunter. When the eagle enters this period of his life, he will descend from soaring the heights and finding himself a place in the rocks. There he will pluck out all of his feathers and break his own beak against the rocks. He will scratch his talons against the rocks until they're just almost non-existent. And I alluded to that. At this point, the eagle is absolutely vulnerable and defenseless. Many eagles die in this process because they cannot feed themselves or escape their predators. But during this time, a wonderful thing begins to happen. The feathers on the eagle, now after months of a grueling pain, begin to grow back. His beak begins to grow back. His talons regrow as long and sharp as they ever were before. And after the time, the eagle will step onto the rocks. He'll flap his wings and take to the sky. in victory. He's been renewed. He's been completely renewed. At 30 years old, he's been renewed. And after this, the eagle takes its famous flight of rebirth, and he can live for another 30 years. Hallelujah. God's saying to us, we can be renewed like the eagle. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me this morning? It seems impossible. But according to the word, and God said this. Dave, he said this long before I came here. He said it. He said it. You can be renewed like the eagles. I see it. But now I have to make up my mind, is it true? I have to believe in my heart. In my heart, I believe it's true. In my life, I face a terrible, traumatic time, and I wanted to give up. There are times you want to give up. But if we can take the time to really believe that his promises are true, that they're not just words. They're not just words. They're promises. It'll change your life. It changed my life. We have to believe in the change. We have to believe the change. I don't even know. Now, I'm speaking more personally, but, you know, even collectively, even as a church, you know, there may be a chance that God is giving us one more chance. He wants to renew us. He wants to change us. We're going through a molting process that makes us feel and look ugly. And we may feel and look ugly to the world. And there are people that may be gossiping about the past. I don't remember the past. Are you serious? I don't know. That's what God said. He's forgiving. He's gracious. He's abundantly powerful. And you know what? The scripture says, I want to quote to you a scripture that he says, his thoughts are far above our thoughts. And his ways are past finding out. Well, we have to look for him. I didn't say that. God said it. His ways are past finding out. So where do we go with this? We have to sometimes realize that he wants us to forget old and ugly memories. We have to forget ugly habits we've had. We have to forget feelings of guilt. We have to know that we've been transformed. We have to believe in the renewing of our minds. We have to know that we've been changed from an old creature to new creatures. We have to know that he abides in us. And he reminds us that we have been renewed. How can we do that? We can't do that in ourselves. But we can do that because he promised us that it's more wonderful than we can imagine. Isaiah was a wonderful man. He said he believed it. He believed it. How does God renew us? By his promises. He said he will satisfy our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. It's a spiritual life. It's a diet. Our mouths, we take in food. It's a diet for the Christians in the Word of God. We are feeding on the bread of life. We're feeding on the milk and the meat of the Word, and especially the strong meat, because that will give us power, it'll give us sustenance, and it'll bring us from today into tomorrow, and from this week into the next week, and this month into the next month. I'm speaking encouragement this morning. Do you feel encouraged that we can do this in our lives and in the body of Christ? Every true revival depends on the Word of God. Every true revival depends on prayer. Quicken me, Lord. According to Psalms 119:25, quicken me according to your word. God will renew us if we'll but feed on His word, love it, and do what He says. But only freedom can free us from the past burdens that we have at the present. He wants to give us abundant life. Some people sometimes say, "You're awful passionate." Yeah, I am. You better believe I am. Because God said it. He said we can have abundant life. Yeah, at times I feel kind of guilty because I've left, you know, I have a past life. But He said He wants to renew us and He wants to push us forward. And that's what we can claim. That's what I'm claiming. If an eagle can make a life-saving and life-changing decision at 30, at the end of his life, there's no distance in age. There's no distance of what God can do. Do you know your spirit never changes? It never ages. The soulish realm, the spirit that God gave you, you will carry with you for all eternity. There's no age to that. Open up your minds. Open up your spirit to what God is trying to show us through His word. Most times when a storm comes, other birds, they head for shelter. They head for shelter. They look for a place to get in and out of the storm. But the eagle, it can fly above the clouds. It can fly above the storms. And we all have had storms in our lives, and you may be going through a storm now. You may be going through a valley of decision now. Some people on the outside, and some people may be listening, may be going through a decision of what I want to do. Think no further than what God wants you to do. Walk in it. Don't even question it. Say, "God, I'm going to walk in your word, because now it may feel like a storm, but Lord, you can help me soar above the storm." You don't solve problems by running away from them. We can't run and hide our heads like in the sand like the ostrich does. But we can mount up with wings as eagles, because God gives us the strength to do it. I am so grateful for the joy of the Lord. And you've heard me say that so many times, but it's so true. The joy of the Lord gives us strength. The joy of the Lord. J-O-Y. Mount up. How do we receive that strength? If we have a question, there should be an answer. There should be a resolve. I'm trying to figure out. God is bringing a message to us. He's bringing a message to us. From the pulpit to the door. Yeah, I said it again, Dave. Hey, you know what? We're a modern day church, and you can shout amen. You can shout amen if you want to. Amen. Amen. Thank you, sister. Whew! I thought somebody was sleeping on me, and I was about to get a squirt gun. Wake them up. God's trying to talk to us, huh? You can hear it. You can feel it. How do we receive His strength? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They that wait upon the Lord, we can exchange our strength for His. He wants to give it to us. That's what happens when you get into an automobile. You exchange the strength of your leg muscles for the power of the engine. That's what happens when you get into a jet plane. You exchange your weakness, because we can't fly. So we accept the power of those magnificent, powerful jet engines. That's what Paul meant when he says, "For when I am weak, I am strong." We can't do this in ourselves, but we bring on His strength. We take it on. We say, "Lord, you're all powerful. You're omnipotent. You're omnipresent. You're here this morning. You're here with our viewers. You're here with our listeners. For we renew our strength by waiting on the Lord." Not by running. Not by hitting a panic button when there's a problem, but waiting on the Lord. We have a nice photo in our living room that says, "Be still and know I'm God." Sometimes it's quietness, but He's there. Wait on the Lord means moment by moment, dependent on Him all day long. Waiting on the Lord is an attitude of life, not an emergency measure. It means starting the day with God by reading His Word and praying. It means staying in fellowship with Him all day long, trusting in Him. It means taking God into every area of life and doing all for His glory. The Christian who practices the presence of God is going to have his strength to soar above the storms and mount up with wings like eagles. Even as we sang this morning, God saves us, God matures us, God strengthens us, and He can renew us. I'm so convinced of it this morning. He's arranged this. God has arranged a time that the molten process is so hard and so difficult, but when that eagle renews itself and He's decided, I'm going to go through the pain. I'm going to go through the months. And when He takes out of that nest at 30 years old, He's facing a life again. He's facing a newness again. And I believe in our lives, in your personal life and collectively, God wants us to be renewed. I didn't say it. He said it. Let's believe it. Let's look to God. Lord, I thank You for Your Spirit. I thank You for Your Word. I thank You that it's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Lord, I thank You for Your promises. They are fresh and they are new every day. And Lord, I pray that as the days go by and the weeks go by, that what You want us to see and what You want us to understand this morning will soak into our hearts and our spirits in a way we don't even comprehend. That's why in Proverbs He said, I don't understand it. We may not fully comprehend it now, but we will. Lord, let our spirit just be renewed. Let our hearts be renewed. Let us know, God, that we don't have to feel guilt. We don't have to feel guilt when we're trying to move on. God, when there's been tough times in our life, or I've lost a loved one and others have lost a loved one, Lord, when You want us, renew us and give us joy unspeakable and full of glory, may we know that it's because of Your Word. It's because of what You've said that You would satisfy us with good things and renew our youth like the eagles. So that's Your will. That's Your promise. If we're wondering what Your will is, God, all we have to do is read it. All we have to do is seek it and see it. Help us to see it deep within, that we can have a life and have it more abundantly and be renewed without guilt, without feeling terrible, and with knowing that it's You. It's You causing us to have a wonderful future. We ask this in the mighty and wonderful name of Jesus, and everyone that believes it, just say amen. Amen. God bless you. Go with God, and He will go with you.